Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. This is Corey. I'm here with Hampton. And the hero of the story, or the hero that we focus the Leadership Spark on, are all of you frontline first-time managers out there, the people that we feel are a lot of times the most underinvested in parts of organization when it comes to leadership development. And so at the core of why we do what we do is the desire to encourage you, to equip you, to challenge you, to give you ideas on how you can become the great leader that your people deserve. And so we thought we would take the next few episodes and just walk through a series of common challenges that probably most, if not all, first-time managers will face at some point, either early on in taking on a leadership role, or maybe it's just as you get further into it. And so we've got 12 here that we have sourced from our personal experience, and we've sourced from leadership thought leaders out there as common challenges for first-time managers. And so we're going to go through three today, and then we'll unpack more over the next coming days. And so today, we're going to talk about three. The first one is this, is that when you become a first-time manager, one of your common challenges that you will face is the switch, the shift from you being responsible for your individual contributor success to driving team achievement. So you're now getting things done through other people, and your success as a leader isn't necessarily tied to your personal scoreboard. It's tied to the scoreboard of the people that you're leading. And so first-time managers need to provide the leadership and guidance to their team when directions and expectations may be unclear. That's your job as the manager. You're now giving them that direction on what success looks like or what the expectations are. And this can be magnified whenever you're leading teams that are hybrid, or they're all over the place, or there's a mix of that. And so you have to keep that in mind too. And so as you're thinking about it, new skills that you would need to develop would be, how do you learn how to give direction to team members? How do you monitor that the team's work is staying on track and people are aligned to priorities and they're organized, or you're meeting deadlines? And so this ability to build and lead a team and strengthen the team and get things done through others is a very big part of being a first-time manager, and often a common challenge that people run into. So that's one. Driving team achievement can be a big shift and a challenge for a first-time manager. Hampton, what's another thing that a first-time manager may run into when it comes to a challenge?
Another thing a first-time manager may run into is actually leading former peers. A lot of times you may be on a team and a manager role opens up, and so somebody on that team ends up getting promoted. And that can be challenging because maybe certain conversations that you have, certain interactions that you have from being on a team with those people before, it wouldn't necessarily be appropriate to have those same things. And Corey and I have talked about this a lot, but some of the best advice that I've ever been given, and certainly advice that I'm wanting to live out right now as I'm in the middle of something like this right now, is really the idea of listening, learning, then leading. And I just think that oftentimes people, when they get promoted, especially over former peers, there could be this level of insecurity, and they feel the need to prove that whoever made the decision made the right decision. And so they come in and try to like do all these great things, and maybe at some level be the hero. And the best leaders I know are not always trying to be the hero. They're trying to make their team the hero. And the easiest way to do that, especially in the beginning, is to listen, understand, like, what is it, you know, how can I help you learn what's going on? How can we improve? Tell me about what's going on in your life. Tell me about this role, and then lead, and then make decisions from there. And I think people usually don't really listen or learn. They just kind of jump in and start calling the shots. So leading former peers is more common than one might think. You might be listening to this and doing this yourself. So remember, listening, learning, then leading. Corey, what's the last one?
Yeah, the last one is just this need to balance a brand new workload. Your job is different. When you become a first-time manager versus your job as an individual contributor, it's different. You have new responsibilities. You have to lead a team, and we've already talked about get things done through others. You also have to be productive yourself and do all the new stuff that managers do, along with whatever that looks like within your organization. And so you have to develop new skills, which could include how you manage your time, how you prioritize your work, how do you manage your own personal stress, because you're now getting stressors from other places that you didn't have before. How do you manage relationships? How do you become a domain expert from an industry perspective, or what your business does that you may be required to have more of in the role that you're in, because now you're helping other people do that through multiplying into them. And so you want, as a first-time manager, to be able to close some of those gaps, but there can be a challenge in just learning how to balance this new workload. And so maybe you're out there as a first-time manager and you're running into these, and we want to encourage you that if you are, that they're new skills that you need to develop, and they can be developed. You can learn how to drive team achievement. You can learn how to lead your peers if you're in that situation, and you can learn how to balance a new workload if you commit to doing that. And so come back tomorrow. We'll share some more common challenges of first-time managers. We'll see you then.